Last night I did not mention to Becky that I was feeling discouraged due to some spears and arrows that had come my way and needed encouragement and affirmation from God about my dreams. All afternoon and even after going to bed, I had been silently praying and sharing with God how I felt. I was pleading that He would somehow give me affirmation again about my dreams. I know God gave me this dream to show not just me, but all of His people. In my dream, Becky and I are in a small church. It has one aisle up the middle. There are a few windows, and the ceiling is not that high. I notice the light fixtures look almost like small chandeliers. The church has very few empty pews. There are only three men on the platform. I know two are elders, and the one who sits in the middle is the pastor. The pastor is an elderly man, not very tall, but smiles all the time and has a peace about him. Behind the three men is a mural with Christ when He was kneeling at the rock in Gethsemane. One of the elders gets up to introduce the special music, Brother D and Sister M. I watch as they walk to the piano. Brother D is in a pure white suit with a white shirt and white necktie. Sister M is in an old-fashioned long white dress with long sleeves. Brother D speaks to the congregation. He starts by saying that sometimes we all feel like we are walking on a beach alone. Sometimes we all feel like we are walking a country path alone. Sometimes we all feel like we are walking a rocky mountain trail alone. Sister M says that even though we toil in our thoughts and feel discouraged when we have harsh words thrown at us, even though we have fingers pointed and accusations rumored about us, Brother D says that we all have a path we must walk, a rocky trail to climb. Sister M says we all can listen as cross words are spoken and harmful gossip is spread. Brother D then says that there is but only one place we need to be. Sister M now invites the congregation to turn in the hymnal that is in the pews in front of them and to follow along as we all strive to be nearer, my God, to Thee. As Brother D begins to play the piano and Sister M the violin, a quiet reverence is felt in the sanctuary. Many pick up the hymnal and start to follow along as they play. As they start into the second verse, many quietly fold the hymnal and return it to the seat back. Then they kneel in prayer while the music plays. Many who wrestle with that close walk with God are crying while in prayer.